USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news as another Democrat drops out of the race. Mayor Pete hanging up his hat after a disappointing fourth-place finish in South Carolina. On Sunday, as other Democrats visit Selma, Alabama, ahead of Super Tuesday, Mayor Pete in Plains, Georgia, meeting with former President Jimmy Carter. The two having coffee at the Buffalo Cafe on Main Street. And after the breakfast meeting, Mayor Pete speaking with reporters and slipping, referring to Bernie Sanders as President Sanders. Listen.
President Sanders, the right alternative to Senator Sanders, but also the right alternative to President Trump.
And after finishing third in South Carolina, billionaire businessman Tom Steyer dropping out of the race Saturday night.
This campaign, we were disappointed with where we came out. I think we got one or two delegates from congressional districts, which I thank South Carolina for.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
President Trump on Twitter going after former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg. He tweets, "The black community brilliantly turned their backs on Mini Mike because they know he is a pandering phony who never did right by them!" Exclamation point. This tweet in reference to an incident in Selma, Alabama, where a group of black men and women face the back of the room as candidate Bloomberg speaks at Brown Chapel during this Selma to Montgomery March event on Sunday.
Super Tuesday's not the end, so we're only the beginning.
To the Sunday talk show circuit now, former Vice President Joe Biden, the winner in South Carolina by a wide margin, looking ahead. He tells ABC's This Week program,
"We're about even on delegates right now. We've had more popular votes thus far than Sanders does."
And as for the final numbers, Biden getting 48% of the vote in South Carolina, Sanders coming in a distant second place at 20%, Tom Steyer in third place, Mayor Pete in fourth place. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In Israel, voters heading into their third election for prime minister in the last year, USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
For the third time in under a year, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu seeks re-election. After two inconclusive elections last year, opinion polls forecast another stalemate, a troubling scenario for Netanyahu, who will go on trial with corruption charges just 2 weeks after Monday's vote. The Israeli leader, meanwhile, was forced to drop his bid for immunity from prosecution, and just this week, Israel battled Gaza militants in a two-day round of fighting. I'm John Hunt.
The death of a carriage horse in New York City's Central Park, drawing outrage from animal rights groups. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
A Central Park carriage horse collapsing on the job and later euthanized according to its owners. Viral video shows the horse falling repeatedly in the park, unable to stand up, eventually carried away. This is an activist from New Yorkers for Clean, Livable, and Safe Streets.
Instead of calling a qualified vet to help this horse, several carriage drivers tied him up with ropes, pulled him into a trailer, and they took him back to the stable.
She says those situations have happened before, but nobody's held accountable. The historic horse-drawn carriages of Central Park say the horse had suffered a cardiac issue that was unrelated to his job and that he was humanely euthanized. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.